Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Back with you. It is the Saturday morning scramble right here on ESPN Upstate. Cole Bryson, Jed Blackwell with you this morning. Jed is the lead preps writer for Spartanburg Herald Journal and GoUpstate.com. We are live this morning on ESPN Upstate. Bring in a good friend of ours, owner of Game Day Barbecue and Duncan, former football coach, still around the game of football, and I'm sure you still watch a lot. Coach Bruce Clark. Coach, how are you, man? Well, I'll tell you what, it's been a long time, and obviously it's been a long time for me as I'm struggling to get you up here. I apologize. Let's try and – Coach, talk for me now, Coach. What is going on, man? I'm struggling over here. Here I am bringing Coach on, and I am not getting him
– Let's see what you got.
– on the air. Jed, while I do this, tell us a little bit about Coach Clark's background. I know you were able – as far as coaching high school football.
As coaching high school football or barbecue cook, because he's accomplished at both, and I've known him as both for about as long as I've known him,
right.
One about the other. Kind of led a resurgence at Bowling Springs.
He sure did, absolutely.
Got him playoff bound for a couple of years. The first upper state title that they played for, in my memory, was, 2000 and blah, I can't remember, but Coach was leading the way, and I'm not going to say that date out loud because it makes me very old.
There we go, we got you now.
But that was a kind of special year, and something that stuck, one of my favorite stories. I always, in the past, I haven't done it in a couple years because mm-hmm. we've got so many and it turned into so much, but when I was at Hometown News in the past, we'd have a couple of places playing for upper state titles
right.
the night after Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving
yeah.
practice is a special thing. So I went to Bowling Springs for Coach Clark's Thanksgiving morning practice, and I didn't realize that he was feeding the team. They had smoked turkeys and stuff up there.
Are you kidding me? That's just wrong.
Had a community deal for the team. It was one of the neatest things I've ever seen. It was awesome.
Coach, I got you up live and hot now.
Cool.
Good to be here, and I'm glad you could come on with us this morning.
It's an honor to be here. You know, you guys are so special. I guess – Cole, you were at Bowling Springs when I was there,
yep.
And then Jed and I have been together, and it's great. I've told Jed this so many times. I can't remember since I came to the area. Just does a great job with the Herald Journal, and just as good as the day is long, and it's good to see you as a young guy.
You know, hopefully I'll stay that way.
There you go. Keeping high school football important, and you know, it's fun. You know, it's good y'all are here, and I really got excited about
absolutely
about seeing you guys this morning.
Well, listen, Coach, you were obviously you're a barbecue enthusiast now, as you own your own barbecue restaurant, and I'm jealous, by the way. But you coached at Bowling Springs. You came to Bowling Springs and took places Bowling Springs hadn't been. But I want to ask you first, and we'll get into a lot more in this hour with you. But man, you coached a long time in North Carolina as well as South Carolina, and are you kind of glad that you're not having to ride these waters this year with COVID going on as a coach?
I am. I was thinking and have thought several times on the way up to Duncan or the way home. I always pretty much think about either barbecue or football,
me too.
You know, I thought, you know, what a struggle it would be, you know, and these guys, the coaches do a great job, and I can't imagine, you know, even when it was normal,
right?
You know, I was thinking, you know, you wash so many sets of uniforms, And there's got to be, I'm sure they probably have to wash them every day now.
Yep.
And then sanitizing the whole thing and
right.
who's doing it. And, you know, ultimately, I guess the head man ends up, like everything else, it ends at your feet. You know?
Right.
So, you know, not only having to worry about game planning and your kids in school, but you got to make sure everything's up and up with the COVID situation. But, yeah, I can't imagine. And getting ready to play a game and listening to your broadcast, y'all talk earlier, you know, Jed, you going places to go watch a game and then find out it's not going to be, you know, and you prepare all Sunday and
yeah.
get a game plan up, and then midweek you find out maybe you're not going to play. You know, it's such a disappointment. So.
That's one of the things Coach Gutshall, when we were talking last week, they'd had a little bit of a long layoff before their game with Spartanburg. He said they'd been three straight Sundays and put in a game plan that he didn't use.
Yeah.
That's got to be maddening.
No, that's awful.
Oh, it is.
That's awful.
It is. You know, football, and to the average Joe, you cannot imagine putting a game plan together
right.
and the time that goes into that. And then transferring that over to your kids to make them buy into it, and then to have the rug jumped
yeah.
up under your table, you know, it's tough.
From the gridiron to the pit, to the smoker, if you will, Coach.
Yeah.
You obviously doing pretty good for yourself here as a barbecue pit master. But I have to ask before we get into a lot of other things. You were a football coach for a long time. What do you number one? First question: what do you miss most about coaching football? But the second question, what do you miss the least about coaching football?
That can be pretty easy.
That's, okay.
I miss so much the
right.
interaction with the players.
Right.
And even as an athletic director, I miss the interaction with all athletes.
Right.
And that's what I miss. You know, I obviously you're going to miss the Friday nights
yeah.
and all that good stuff. But just the everyday watching kids grow up, that kind of thing, I miss that. The thing I don't miss is the politics.
There you, go.
I mean, it's just as simple as that, you know. And I don't know which one I miss the most, you know.
Right.
I think I can still get on the phone and call ex players and get
yeah.
my highs
yeah.
from that,
yeah.
but I certainly don't want to get on the phone with any politicians.
Coach, for those that don't know out there, tell us before you obviously we talked about you coaching at Bowling Springs. Tell us where you were in North Carolina and how you got into South Carolina and your little bit of your coaching history.
Okay, I started out at I went to Wingate University.
Yep.
Okay, and I actually was going to I broke my neck in high school.
No way.
Yeah, playing high school football.
Wow.
And that's where really all this started,
ooh.
You know. But anyway, I was going to go play college football. Couldn't after that. Decided to go to Wingate. And very special place. But anyway, I was out in the schoolyard punting the ball one afternoon. And this big old Chrysler, ugly Carolina blue, North Carolina blue, and probably the ugliest man I've ever seen in my life. His name was Algie Faircloth. I don't know if y'all have ever heard of him, but he was a legend. And he was the head coach at Forest Hills High School. The only other person that's uglier than he was his wife. And they were meant for each other. But he asked me what a big old boy like me was out there doing. And we just started talking, and he said, "Look, I got a middle school football position open, and have you ever thought about going into coaching?" At that time, I was a business major.
Or are you really?
Was going to go back home and go into
maybe open a barbecue restaurant one day.
No, no, my dad was an insurance guy.
Okay,
and so I was going to go back, and he and I were going to work together. And
right.
But when Coach Faircloth asked me that, and I went down there day one, I knew exactly what I wanted to do, and so I switched majors. I had 98 hours in business,
oh, wow.
and switched majors and got back into education, and that's where it all started. So I coached at Forest Hills East Union Middle School, then uh-huh. Forest Hills High School, Left Forest Hills High School, went to Kings Mountain High School, stayed there for 10 years, and then got out. I won a couple of state championships in baseball at Kings Mountain and got out. They offered me the athletic director for the entire city there in Kings Mountain.
Right.
Took that, was the most miserable 6 months of my life. And so I got back in. Principal at Southern Guilford High School, Mr. Foster, who was at Horry County Schools for a long time. He had double dipped back into North Carolina, and he called me up. I don't know how he called me at my office at Kings Mountain City.
Yeah,
and I don't know how he got it, but he did. He said, Coach, I understand you're not happy where you're at. I said, I'm not. He said, you want to get back into education? I said, I do. He said, when can you come? I said, today. And so I called my secretary, told her that I had to go to the lake. We were in charge of Moss Lake in Kingsmount. Told him I was going to be gone all – took the city car, drove it to Greensboro and interviewed that afternoon, and got that job. And so I was at Southern Guilford, then left there, went back to North Gaston. At North Gaston, they just a horrible, horrible football school, and we were able to turn that thing around. Played for a state championship there.
And within 4 years, I believe.
I can't remember. And I don't know
I thought it was pretty soon, was it not?
Yeah, I became the head coach. I was the offensive coordinator there for 2 years.
Ah, gotcha.
Then became the head coach, and I think it wasn't long. We did okay, and and so we played for the state championship on Saturday at the University of North Carolina.
Yeah.
And then Monday, we got beat. By the way, and Hal Capps, if y'all know Hal,
was at Seneca for a while.
Yeah, yeah. He was at Western Alamance. That's who we played for the state championship. Got beat. And went back to work on Monday, was, you know, still very disappointed, and went and checked my messages on my phone in my office, and it was Coach Snipes from Bowling Springs. He was the AD at that time.
Had you ever heard of Bowling Springs?
Bowling Springs High School in South Carolina, no. No, I had not.
Shelby and Crest in Bowling Springs, North Carolina, you had.
Exactly.
Well, Coach, so, we're going to hit a break. Okay. Come back. Kennington Lloyd Smith of the Anderson Independent will join us to talk about some teams in the Anderson area, West Side, and T.O. Hanna last night was a big game. We'll come back and we'll continue the conversation with you on the other side as well, all right here on ESPN Upstate. Kennington Lloyd Smith joins us next. This is ESPN Upstate, powered by Founders Federal Credit Union.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is a Saturday morning scramble on ESPN Upstate. Cole Bryce and Jed Blackwell with you this morning. Powered by Founders Federal Credit Union. Visit Founders today, foundersfcu.com. That's foundersfcu.com. Cole Bryce and Jed Blackwell, Jed's lead preps writer for the Spartanburg Herald Journal and GoUpstate.com. Now being joined by Kennington Lloyd Smith. Over in Anderson, Kennington, how are you, man?
I'm good. How are y'all this morning?
Pretty good. You still celebrating that big get for the Bulldogs last night, or you just calm down any?
Hey, well, you know, we've been riding in a bit of a recruiting momentum right now. We're probably gonna take a shorter class than normal this year. So every get that we get is important, and you know that it's highly coveted. So that was a big move by Kirby coming in state and getting a top guy who most people thought was going to South Carolina for a long time.
It was talking about Tyrion Ingram Dawkins' commitment to Georgia yesterday. He's a phenomenal athlete. You've seen him.
Yeah, Gaffney.
Wow.
Yeah. Kennington, are you a Georgia guy?
Yes, sir. Georgia alum. Actually graduated in 2017.
Awesome. Well, you got a good one. I mean, he could probably. All kidding aside, he could probably go anywhere he wanted to
there was a laundry list of people, and he narrowed it down to a good four. I'm tickled for the kid to be able to do that. And I talked with Dan Jones for a while about him yesterday, and they're really excited over there.
Now, Kennington and Jed as well, just kind of talking about Ingram Dawkins at Gaffney, one of their defensive ends, probably the best football player on that team.
Yeah, probably.
Just talking about a football player. You mentioned it, Kennington, for Georgia to come into South Carolina and get a kid like that out of South Carolina's backyard. I mean, that's a big blow for these in-state teams.
It is, and I don't know how much Clemson was in the running for his services, but when you look at South Carolina, I think that, you know, and I don't know him personally, but he probably wanted to go to South Carolina. He felt strongly about South Carolina, but you just have to look at their football program right now. It's kind of a burning house. They're kind of spiraling out of control, and Will Muschamp's future is dicey right now. So if he committed, he might not even be committing to Muschamp. He might just be committing to the program, hoping that, you know, whatever coach they hire next is the guy. So maybe, you know, some stability and program trajectory went into his decision.
Hey, you're right.
Just call it like it is.
Well, I mean, that's right. And I think that's what knocked Tennessee out, too.
He
was pretty close with their defensive line coach. And when that change was made, I think they put them on the back burner. But let's talk some high school. I know
Absolutely.
That's what we're trying to do. You had a couple of big ones in your area last night, Kennington, but the biggest one is upcoming. Hopefully they'll get it in. That Hillcrest-Hanna game is huge next week.
It is, and Hanna got a major win last night, and I'm not too much surprised that they won the game, but I think that just the way that they won the game was very surprising. I mean, yeah. They went out wire to wire and dominated start to finish, just out-physical Westside, and really just knocked them off their game. And there were a lot of exotic plays and a lot of different type of things that they did offensively last week against Pickens that I just didn't see against Hanna. A big reason why is just because Hanna dominated the line of scrimmage defensively and put Westside in situations where maybe they weren't comfortable opening up the playbook. So Hannah's rolling right now, and next week is going to be a really good one.
Kennington, let's keep it right there. Let's keep it parked on Westside for a second. Westside's a team under Scott Early that's still a very good football team. What'd you see from them last night? And I guess my question to you is Westside, even though they lost last night to T.L. Hanna, in your opinion, is Westside a team going forward in the playoffs that could be a threat, in your opinion?
I think they are a threat. And, you know, in talking to Coach Early, I mean, you never want to lose games, ever.
Right.
But I think that he was kind of looking forward to this game as an opportunity for Westside to be humbled in some sort of fashion. When you look at their schedule, I mean, this is – you know, it's not what do they call Western 3A? Their region. So they've kind of rolled through their region. They won their region championship game by 50 points. So they are riding high, and this is a young team. So you know, you're riding high, and you might think that you're invincible, and then you see a team on the other side just as good as you, and that can rattle you a little bit. So they have a bye week this week, so they're not going to play at all. So they have a lot of time to go back and, you know, put the pieces back together and remain confident and go into the playoffs. They're still a number one seed, so they did what they had to do. It was a non-region game. So you never want to lose, but if there was a right time to lose, it would be now going into a bye, and then you have the playoffs after that.
Kennington, Jed and I were talking about it earlier. Do you expect in the Anderson area, the area that you cover, what do you expect this last week to look like with teams? Do you think we'll see a lot of teams just back out and say, hey, we don't necessarily want to play this week? And since the high school league isn't making it mandatory, teams can back out. Do you think we'll see a lot of shifting going on this week with teams just not wanting to play, not risking anything before the playoffs?
I'm not really sure, and that's the interest, and that's the reason why Coach Early didn't schedule a seventh regular season game for what you just said. You know, you don't want to play a game that doesn't mean anything in the grand scheme of things. You might end up with a player injured, or you might end up with a player testing positive for COVID, which can end up knocking you out of the playoffs with the way that the high school league rules are set up this year. So I don't know if we'll see any teams step away from their games, but if you are a team that has an open week, I don't think they're going to be too enthusiastic to just come out and say, oh, we want to play somebody this week. So, you know, I think that the teams that are scheduled are going to play are still going to play. They're going to try to keep it, you know, the game as safe as possible, make sure nobody gets injured, and just keep following the protocols to make sure that there aren't any positive tests, because even if you don't make the playoffs, you still have an opportunity to play an eighth game. So there's something on the line, you know, for non-playoff teams as well.
Absolutely. Listen, man, this has been crazy. It's been weird. It's 2020. In the Anderson area, man, we talked about T.L. Hanna and Westside. Do you feel like T.L. Hanna is a team that's going to be there? You know, in the upstate, we have Dorman. We have Gaffney. Burns may be able to make it to, you know, a later round in the playoffs. But do you feel like Hanna's a team that can give a Dorman or a Gaffney a real football game going down trying to get to the state championship?
They have to do it in a very specific way. And I think last night was kind of their formula for winning. If you're playing a team with a high-powered offense and the score starts getting into, you know, the 30s and the 40s, that's not the type of game that's going to favor a team like Hanna. They're going to have to play really, really good defense. They're going to have to ugly the game up, you know, take long possessions, shorten the game, and, you know, play really physical. And they did that last night. They've been doing it all season, so that's kind of like their recipe for success. So they get into a game, you know, with a Dorman or a Gaffney or a Burns, who, you know, I wish Hanna could have seen them a few weeks ago, but, you know, obviously with the COVID and everything, things are just so unpredictable. But Hanna's a team that I think that people kind of underestimated coming into this season after what happened last year, and they're kind of hitting on all cylinders right now, so they can keep up this style of play. I think that they can match up with anybody.
Kennington Lloyd Smith, man, we appreciate it. Great stuff as always. Kennington is the high school sports reporter for Independent Mail in Anderson, and we appreciate it, man. Great stuff. People can follow you on Twitter at Kennington Lloyd Smith. That's at @SkinnyKenny_. Does that mean? Let's see. Skinny Kenny. Jed and I are pretty big eaters, Kenny. Are you? You want to go up with Jed now on a little barbecue today?
Hey,
little contest?
Let me tell you, I may be skinny, but I am a worthy opponent. don't let it fool you. I can hang with the big dogs anytime.
Skinny awesome. Kenny, I like it. That's good, man. Hey, appreciate you. Always a good time, and we'll talk to you again soon, man.
All right, thank y'all so much.
Thank you.
That's Kennington Lloyd Smith. Does a great job.
We're going to be relying on each other a lot this week with playoffs starting. Our regions match up together. Working for the same folks, we get to bounce some stuff back and forth.
That makes it easy.
I'm looking forward to it.
Makes it easy.
Man, I'm looking forward to it.
Playoffs, again, will start on November 13th. Jed, you and I are still waiting to hear back an official word on where the state championships will be played.
Yeah, yesterday in the press conference following the explanation of the train wreck that basketball is going to be, Commissioner Singleton said he feels like he's close with a couple of sites. He declines to name where because the negotiations are ongoing.
Right.
Not be at Williams-Brice Stadium. Right. That is a fact. Or it's a fact as I know it right now.
Yeah.
I'm not going to state anything as factually factual
2020.
At this point. But he said, as we know right now, Williams-Brice is not in play. I don't think that Benedict is either. So there are a couple of sites that they're looking at.
Good deal. Well, do I want to ask, should I even, talking about the high school league, Jed,
mm-hmm.
I know
yep.
it's Halloween and
yep.
throwing the candy out there to the
yep.
kids, they'll come running. Should I throw the candy to you this morning?
What do you want?
And
what,
just,
you want? What do you want to know?
How do you really feel about the train wreck that was the attempted press conference
just
earlier in the week?
It was completely unprofessional, completely off
well,
the rails.
By the way, so people know what I'm talking about, it was a press conference held.
No, it was a meeting. It was a
a meeting.
Teleconference with the league's executive committee. It was
yep.
a conference call.
Right.
There were no instructions on how to mute your phone.
It wasn't on Zoom or anything.
No. What, despite the fact that Zoom and Facebook Live have worked flawlessly.
Yeah, so far.
This entire pandemic.
Yeah.
We're going to go away from that, and we're going to have a conference call. And you got people teaching class and listening, and you've got people picking up their dry cleaning and listening, and you got people in the line at Hardee's and listening.
Yeah. Yep.
And you got people cussing.
Listen, I turned it on for about 30 seconds.
You
can hear,
you can listen to anything. Yeah, you can hear anything.
Wow, that was a joke.
It's a, that's a great word. It was a joke. It was ridiculous.
But good old high school.
They said they're going to get it fixed, so I trust that they're going to get it fixed.
How big we'll talk about some games last night. Chapman obviously didn't play last night. Union County had a big win last night. Union County, even though they had that big win, still looking at a tough, tough way to get to the playoffs. All roads pointing to Union County being out.
I'm looking at it this morning, and I don't know who Woodruff's supposed to play Friday, if they are supposed to play on Friday. I know they got Broome on Monday.
Right.
And
is that at Woodruff?
Yeah, Woodruff's played Emerald.
That's right.
They've played Chapman. They've
yep.
played Union County. They've played Clinton. So that's it. Woodruff's
that's
done.
It. That's right.
I can't see it. I don't know, because Union County has lost now to Chapman. They've lost to Broome.
Yep.
And they've lost – no. They haven't played Broome yet. They've lost to Chapman. They've lost to Woodruff. Is that the only two?
Maybe so.
Yeah, because they beat Clinton. They beat Emerald.
Huh.
And they've got Broome to play. Okay. Yep. Okay. Now, if Broome beats Woodruff, then Union County can beat Broome and get in.
Wow.
But Woodruff can't be. If Woodruff beats Broome, Woodruff's in, because the worst they could do is a tie with Union County and the head-to-head tie break.
1-844-GSP-ESPN. More on the other side. We'll take your calls. Coach Clark will jump back on with us. And, again, if you were a game last night or you want to talk about a specific team, you can call in. The phone lines are open. 1-844-GSP-ESPN. This is the Saturday Morning Scramble, powered by Founders Federal Credit Union.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon, now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Back with you on the Saturday morning scramble, ESPN Upstate, Cole Bryson, Jed Blackwell, Coach Bruce Clark with us this morning, hanging out. You know, I hate going on the air, Jed. I hate going on the air.
Yeah, it's one of those days where the behind-the-scenes show is better than the show.
Absolutely.
Some days.
Absolutely it is. I hate going. Coach, there's some things that you can talk about off air. And with a guy like you who did a great job coaching at the high school level for a long, long time, makes it fun, man. You talk about missing it. When you look at a team this year, Jed and I were talking about Burns Dorman last night. Right. You know Gaffney's good. Gaffney's always got athletes. But you were at Bowling Springs in a time where Bowling Springs wasn't competing with the Dormans, the Burns, and the Gaffneys of the world. Right. What's the biggest difference, in your opinion, between how high school football was handled when you were coaching not too long ago versus now where – I'm not going to say it's gotten softer, but the kids are different.
Well, I think the word here is entitlement.
Yeah.
And you're exactly right. I think the game is softer. You know, I mean, you look at it all the way from the pro level down, which, by the way, I don't watch anymore. But you got to hit a quarterback at a certain. You can't hit them on their knees, or you can't throw them down. You know, you got to be. It's just the whole realm of the game, I'm afraid, has changed some. You know, everybody talks about when we used to play.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm an old dude. I'm 60 years old,
yeah.
But the thought of everybody having their own Gatorade on the sideline is, I can remember sitting here today. I mean, we had a foot tub,
right.
a 10-foot tub with a ladle in it. And you got one break, and you got a ladle full and get your butt out. I mean, that was it, you know.
That was so, the old water horse.
Exactly. Saying, yeah, and I mean. And
that's the way it was.
Yeah, it
when
was.
When you look at a team this year, Dorman, you know Dave Gutshall. You coached against Dave
yes.
Gutshall. And a team like Gaffney and Dan Jones, you coached against
sure.
Dan Jones. Both are, in Jed and I's opinion, are on a collision course. We've already seen them play once this year, and Gaffney
sure.
won. But these are two of the better teams in the upstate. And in our opinion, one of these two teams will probably be playing Dutch Fork. When you look at a Gaffney and a Dorman, in your opinion, what do these coaches do that allows them to sustain success the way they do?
Well, I think success breeds success. You know, and I think the expectations when you – I mean, you know, I was at Kings Mountain, you know, for a while. We came down to a jamboree and played Gaffney one year in the old reservation.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And walked through that tunnel and got
yeah.
spit on and everything else, you know. So, you know, but when you talk Gaffney football, I mean, that's pride. I mean, that's
right.
what their town's about, you know.
Yeah.
And then at Dorman, I mean, Coach Gutt has done such a great job. I have so much respect for him. But, you know, that dude's got numbers, you know. You know, if you got 2,000 kids, I mean, they about 4,000 people, right?
Right. Yeah.
You split it 50-50. There's, you know, 2,000 girls and 2,000 guys. Well, they ought to have a heck of a cheerleading squad. And they ought to have a heck of a football, you know, team. But
right.
but they just do a great. I think what makes Dorman so good is Coach Gutt is such an offensive guru, man. I mean, he can. I worked for a guy who coached with him. He said he could look at tape in reverse and get more out of it than he could
wow.
look at it, you know, going forward. But I think they do such a good job, X's and O's wise. I think the difference in Dorman this year, just from what I've seen, is I think they've got as many great players on defense this year as they do offense. And that's not necessarily the norm at Norman. Coach Gutt's going to get them. He's going to get the studs on the offensive side. But this year, he's got some talent on that defensive side. Coach Jones is got athletes, you know. And another thing, look at what they just put in weight room wise.
It's amazing.
Yes, yeah. I mean it's collegiate, you know. So I think those are two great teams, and I got to watch a little bit of that on tape. One of my former assistants is at Gaffney, and so he sent me some huddle stuff, and I got to watch some of it. That was a heck of a football game.
Absolutely.
And I'd love to see them. I'd love to see them two play for the upper state, and I'd like to see either one of them go down and knock Tommy Knotts off. You know, that's what I'd like to see.
You mentioned a former assistant, and you said a while ago, I didn't say it. You said you were an old coach a while ago. Don't blame me. You said it.
I am.
Old coaches get to enjoy some things that younger coaches don't, and one of those things is watching the coaching tree pay off.
Yes.
You got Chris Powell at Jimmy Drawn in North Carolina.
Doing a
great you got
job.
Your son Justin at North Gaston.
Right.
How rewarding is that to watch those guys? And do they call you and say, hey, coach, hey, dad, what's going on here?
Absolutely they do. And, you know, I got to go up to Jimmy C. Drawn and actually meet with their staff, and we went over some stuff and that Coach Powell wanted me to go. And to have your son – you know, he's at the school that I was at prior to coming to Boiling Springs,
right.
You know. And that's fun to watch. And, you know, just wish him all the best. You know, you got Coach Cross over here, defensive coordinator at Burns, and Randy Perch, defensive coordinator at Gaffney.
I was going to say, he's probably got assistants everywhere. I
mean. Oh, yeah, yeah.
And Bennett down at Clinton.
Exactly, yeah, Coach Bennett at Clinton. And that was another thing I had to learn when I got to South Carolina is not Clinton, it's Clinton.
You can't link where the T is sweet and silent.
Exactly.
That's my buddy Tommy used to say all the time.
But you know, I was thinking coming up here today, you know, as an old coach, the greatest thing that I found about being away is I think you both know me well enough. When I was in it, I wanted to win just as bad as anybody.
Right.
But when you get out of it, you look at the friendships. In this very restaurant, we had one of my state championship teams had their 30th year anniversary this past summer. And to listen at the pharmaceutical sales, the U.S. Marshal, you know, the superintendent of school system, those, the husbands and the type men they are, that's what you get a better picture
of. What coach in the area, and they don't have to still be active, but we talked about, you know, Dave Gutshaw and Dan Jones, and you've got a lot of coaches, Tom Knotts at Dutch Fork, but we're blessed in South Carolina to have some great coaches.
Very.
What coach always gave you the most trouble as a coach?
You know, I think Coach Gutshaw did.
Did he?
Yeah.
Because that's a lot of people.
Exactly. And, you know, he formations you so many ways. And the what I used to call the nasty splits, you know, where he would divide the offensive line. He may put a guy off the ball in between B gap or C gap, and you know, how are you going to play that? Are you going to play that as a tight slot? You going to play it as unbalanced?
Yeah.
And if you mess around too much on that side, he's going to get you on the backside. You know, but he just does a great job, and such a good guy, man. I just have a lot of respect for him.
Some insight into that when he won his first state championship at Dorman. He was down 24-0. He had to score three times, go for two three times, and he won 31-24. And I asked him, I did a story on either that anniversary or on his, I think it may be when he won his 300th, because, you know, he invented the high school spread.
Absolutely.
Basically. And I asked him, Coach, how many more times could you have gone for two with a unique play? He said, he thought a minute, he said six. I said, you have 9 2-point conversions for every game. He said, yeah. I'm like, doesn't everybody?
that's him. And he reminds me so much of the guy that's now at, is it Ole Miss? Not Ole Miss, Mississippi State.
Yeah, Leach.
Leach.
Yeah, with all the formations. And
all the formations, and he has nothing in his hand. But a little bitty, you know, looks like a
right,
back of a camel
yeah.
cigarette pack, you know. Yeah. So, but Coach Gutt stands over there with his arms crossed, you know, and it's like that brain's just going
moving.
A mile. Yes.
And Coach, you were at Bowling Springs in an interesting time when Bowling Springs and Chapman had come off of a kind of a rivalry that's been tried to be renewed over the past few years. When we talk about dominant teams in the area, Chapman's been, you know, Mark Hodge took Chapman back to the mountaintop. Thanks. And won two state championships, and now Harry Cavanaugh's from Malden doing the same thing.
Yes.
You talk about a great culture in place, Chapman High School. I mean, Mark Hodge now at Spartanburg, the story there, does that surprise you at all that Mark went to Spartanburg?
Well, it did. It did. I wish I could get inside of Coach's brain and see what he was thinking on that one. But I tell you what I did. What I'm most impressed about is the job that the guy that came in behind him is doing.
Yeah.
Everybody, including Bruce Clark, I thought, you know, maybe the well's a little dry over there now. But that guy's done a great job. And I wonder what Coach Hodge is thinking, you know, now at Spartanburg. I know that he'll work hard.
Absolutely.
He'll do everything he can to get that program back where it needs to be. But, hey, that's a different place now. Spartanburg's high school is a different place. And, you know, when they were in their day,
yeah,
they had some dadgum mm-hmm. men over there playing that. Ain't every day you get to Stephen Davis. You know?
Right. Question. Anthony Simmons.
Exactly.
That group. I talked to the group from Dorman and Spartanburg, too. I was doing an anniversary story on their Hail Mary game.
Uh-huh.
And they said that they all – thought that the state championship game at Clemson that year was a better game. The Hail Mary is just more remembered. I asked him what made the difference, and all of the Dorman guys said there were times when Coach Gutshaw called the perfect play against what Spartanburg sure. was running on defense. Perfect. And Anthony DeSimmons decided that he wasn't going to let Dorman do that so that they didn't do it.
Yeah, that's about right.
Anthony made up his mind, hey, you're not going to do that right now. Right? They weren't able to do
well.
It.
Hey, we're going to take our final break of the show. Come back. We'll wrap up the program. Again, Cole Bryson, Jed Blackwell, final break of the show. 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number if you want to reach the show. The phone lines are open. It's a Saturday morning scramble powered by Founders Federal Credit Union.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
Back with you. It's the Saturday morning scramble on ESPN Upstate. Cole Bryson, Jed Blackwell with you this morning. Coach Bruce Clark in the house. Just a few minutes left here on the program, wrapping this thing up on a Saturday morning. A lot of games last night. We do have a caller standing by. Kevin wants to talk a little high school football. Go ahead, Kevin. How are you, man? All right. That's good enough
that
for us.
That was an interesting point.
That was a great point. Tim, did we lose Kevin? All right.
No, he
bailed on us. That's no problem. 1-844-GSP-ESPN is the number. If you want to call back, Kevin, you are more than welcome to do so. Coach, Jed and I have talked about Chapman a lot. Chapman's reloading under Harry Cavanaugh, and they're not missing a beat. Dorman obviously has a chance, and Gaffney has a chance to go knock off. We mentioned Dutch Fork. You mentioned Dutch Fork. You saw a run in the early 2000s with Burns and
sure.
the sustained success they were able to have. Looks like, love him or hate him, it looks like Tom Knotts is doing the same thing at Dutch Fork.
There's no doubt. And that's another bird now. You know,
yeah.
he's a different dude. You know, I was in at North Gaston when he was in his run at Independence. See?
Okay.
And
so you coached against him.
In
North Carolina.
Him. Yeah, not in North Carolina, but we went the first round of playoffs and knocked him off
That's
at
right.
Bowling Springs.
Yeah. That's right.
You know.
Yeah.
And
it was cold.
It was cold that night.
Man.
Wait. Was that? That wasn't your first year, was it?
That was second or third.
I remember that game. That was a long time ago.
Yeah, and I mean, in my case, the ride from the sidelines on the far side up to the locker room is about 3/4 of a mile. You know,
it's a long way.
You know, and by the time you get up there and get a little bit warm, you got to get back out. And,
yeah,
you know,
right.
So, but yeah, Tommy's done a great job. You know, it's amazing how many players show up when he comes around.
Yeah.
You know, he's good, and he's got a good thing going down there. So.
And nobody has ever won 5 in a row.
Really?
Nobody's ever won 5 in a row.
Yeah, he could.
Chris Miller came the closest. He won 2, lost 1, won 2.
Burns won 4 in a row?
Burns won 4 in a row. Florence won 4 in a row back during the day.
Gotcha.
Christchurch won 4 in a row. I think that's it. Dutch
wow.
Fork is now on 4 in a row.
All right, we're wrapping it up next week. Jed, kind of a weird week. Not a lot of big games
yeah,
in the area.
We have no idea what's going on.
No idea.
I've been informed off the air. I didn't mean Woodruff was done for the year. They do have Chesney Friday night. They're done region-wise after Monday.
Right.
And that's going to decide the playoffs probably.
Now, we do know a big game that happens is T.O. Hanna and Hillcrest
on
Friday
game.
In the area. So that would be a big one. Coach, thank you, man, for having us.
Hey,
and,
it's been
on
fun.
Us.
I hope y'all come back and we can do this again.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir.
It's the Saturday Morning Scramble powered by Founders Federal Credit Union right here on ESPN Upstate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.